I've got to take a little bit better look. I did some preliminary Googling around for some searching. I'm trying to see if I can find like a table or something along the lines where it would be a comparison chart for the different models. To sum up, I guess, simply what the differences are. When I go to look around, I got a better idea as far as what the features are that would kind of distinguish one from another. So, heck, I'll throw something else I was going to ask you about the radio. I know what it was. I think I was talking with Sean a few days ago. I've been also kind of been thinking, nothing serious again, because it would probably be pretty inactive, I guess, overall, but I was thinking I wouldn't mind having something for 220. The only thing I've got for 220 is my VX7R, which is 150 milliwatts or something like that on 220. So I don't really consider that. Wouldn't mind an all mode. But I was taking a look at the Alico site, and I saw they had one for DMR, both 2-meter, 220, and 440. I'm thinking, okay, that's pretty good. It would give me a DMR mobile, which I want, and that is also 220. But I was looking at the specifications, and it's 55 watts on 2 meters, 45 on 440, but only 5 on 220. I'm thinking, well, that's kind of, I don't know, they kind of did it half, you know, they did the job improperly, kind of. They didn't really go the full extent they should have and gave it more power than that. But so I was thinking, oh, that would be kind of nice. I would be able to fill two bills at once. I'd have something just for the option if I wanted to.
Get a radio that doesn't have a 60-second timeout. WADAP.
Come out with something with better power on it.